are you?
I'm going well, thank you.
To the listeners out there, if you're new to the show, Professor Emeritus Peter Lynham is the man to go to for any topic ethereal. How has your week been?
Week has been pretty interesting, actually. Yeah, I've squeezed in I don't know how many things. Most interesting was chairing a discussion after a film on Palestinian Arabs on the West Bank yesterday afternoon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How was the chat?
It was a great conversation, actually. It's really interesting how people think their way through this difficult topic and how they respond to it, because there was some people who had just an air of absolute despair, you know?
Yes.
Can we do nothing to make a change? And others who believe that just a tiny little action can make a change.
Yeah.
So it was really interesting, actually.
Oh, fantastic. And what's the film called?
Oh, I knew A Place to Stand. I think I've got the title right.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, one to check out. But that's not what we're talking about today, is it?
No, not indeed. So I was trying to track down how much interest is being shown in Christianity today when it feels very old hat. And I suddenly thought that there was a program that's been going for years and years called Alpha.
Nikki Gumbel.
Yes. Well, you're well informed, Matthew. Yes.
So, I've been on this program, Peter.
Have you? Which I have never been on, to be honest. I did once at a church offer an alternative which I called Beta or Better, but it didn't take off. I never got an international copyright on it, so that was a bit of a pity. Alpha, you're right. Actually, it wasn't Nikki Gumbel who began it, but it began in a very trendy, affluent West End church, which is Anglican, evangelical, charismatic, big, booming church that one of the, in 1977, apparently, I didn't realize it had been going so long,
right,
began a program to make sure that the people who came to the church knew what Christianity was and would become Christians.
Yeah.
And the clever thing about it was he didn't all try to do it in one sort of mad hit, but instead said, let's sit down over a meal and talk about it over, I think it's 10 weeks.
Right.
You're the experienced person. Yes.
It was the Holy Trinity Brompton, I thought so.
That's right. Yes, absolutely. Holy Trinity Brompton. And Brompton is, you know, really upmarket West End. So this program took off and it became incredibly popular. There are various rivals to it that think they got it, they've altered it around a bit. But in New Zealand, it came fairly late, I think in the late 1990s.
Right.
And so I was intrigued to see how it was going at the present time. So I contacted the Alpha office, and I was really interested in the results, because what it showed was that between 2023 and 2024, the numbers of Alpha courses doubled in 1 year. So that there are 25,000 people, they estimate, who attended Alpha courses last year in New Zealand. Now, that's admittedly just based on some sort of generalization of the size of the groups. But 1,500 churches were offering it 2,300 times. So those are big, big numbers. And I was intrigued as to why the increase. Now, part of it is that since COVID, everything in the voluntary world has been slow to get started again.
Yeah.
And I would have liked to have seen some statistics before 2020, but that seemed to be beyond their system of accounting to be able to produce that. But the other thing that it's very interesting, given that it's come from a evangelical Anglican church, so that means very much on the Protestant Pentecostal side, if you like, the biggest uptake at the moment is Catholics. Catholic churches are picking it up. And it's not many programs and ventures that Anglicans and Protestants do that are picked up by Catholics.
No. I was thinking about I knew this sounded familiar for another reason. Any Nick Cave fans out there will know that Brompton Oratory is a Nick Cave song from one of his best albums. And I was trying to think whether it was the same church, but that's the Catholic church across the road.
Well, next door, virtually next door.
Yeah.
I think it's on the same side of the road. And that is an incredibly grand Catholic revival church. It is quite that's the two churches are like chalk and cheese in some ways. because the one loves dressing up and the other one loves dressing down.
Right.
If you could put it that way.
Yes.
But both draw big crowds and they might even talk on the footpath. I'm not sure. but typically, well, there was a time back in the high days of the Charismatic Renewal when there was a program called Life in the Spirit in which Catholics and Anglicans and all sorts of other people cooperated. But that was not endorsed at the official level. This one has got the blessing, it seems, of the Vatican, and a Bishop John Adams of Palmerston North went along to their annual conference at Holy Trinity Brompton to hear all about how it was going this year, just a month ago. So it's fascinating that it's got quite a big uptake, because at times I despair. It feels like, you know, people talk about Catholics and Christians as though they're two different breeds, which is pretty weird. And this is something which, it would seem, Catholics and Protestants all do.
Yeah, that's interesting, because you're right. You do often hear, I mean, and I think there's maybe some fundamental differences in the sense of, you know, these Mary and other, a few other things with Catholics.
Yeah.
There's enough differences to kind of have two different names, but, you know, it is interesting how people kind of separate them out so violently.
That's right. Now, see, what the program aims to do, and they've not made any concessions to throw in some Marian stuff or stuff about transubstantiation for the Catholic version, but it just goes through the basics of Christianity. It doesn't make such a big fuss about sin as some would like it to do.
Right.
And most of the people who've done Rivals, not me, I might say, but feel that you need more emphasis on that people are sinners going to hell. Which is not the greatest way to attract people to anything.
Yeah.
Fear tactics.
Hey, you want some free candy floss? It's going to rot your teeth.
Yeah, precisely. So, I mean, that was the striking thing about Alpha, is that it tries to present a very contemporary reading. There are various, done very sophisticatedly, so that there's tapes and things you can get from Alpha where you don't have to do the talking. The delightfully and well-spoken Nikki Gumbel will do the talking if you like. It allows for discussion, not too much discussion. You know, it's got an aim in mind, and it ends with, I think if I remember rightly, a weekend away.
Oh, I didn't get that far.
Or did you not?
No,
you may have pulled out before the end.
By the way, this was up in Snell's Beach as part of a very weird part of my life. I think I may have told you.
Okay. All right. Well, we must explore. We'll interview you next time.
Yeah. Well, safe to say I was part of Lifeway. So, Family Television Network and some other things that we can talk about another time. But, I remember it being, quite lovely, like a nice sort of like, you know, nice chats and all that kind of stuff.
And a gentle introduction.
Yes. Yeah.
For people who can make very little sense of Christianity, which, let's face it, to most people today seems like a foreign world.
Yeah.
Something they've got no contact with. And so it starts at some fairly basic level and lets people sort their way through. But it's got a pretty clear aim that they want to bring people to some kind of commitment at the end of it, so that people know what Christianity is and choose to believe in it and follow it.
Mm.
So you imagine 25,000 people went on a course like this last year in New Zealand. Now, I don't think that probably means 25,000 converts, because I guess half them would have gone along to support their friends who weren't Christians.
Yeah.
But if that's true, that's a significant impact. Although you have to wonder, if as many people come in the front door, how many people are going out the back door?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I mean, I think that is the other side of the story.
How many people who come to the first, or, you know, first session and get counted and as well. The one other thing I did think was that when I went, I was, you know, I was, like I said, working up in the Christian TV station. I was, you know, been a Christian my whole life at that point. And I think they maybe sent the young people along to try and, like, you know, for a bit of guidance or whatever. But I do wonder how many people who go are Christians wanting to, you know, brush up their French, so to speak. Uh-huh. You know?
Okay, so perhaps I'm wrong to assume that its major market is to people who haven't got the first clue about Christianity.
Well, this was, again, this was 1999, so it could have changed tack or lasered its focus somewhat. But, like, yeah, it could be. That's just, you know, just thinking about other possibilities. I know you like statistics, so it could be one to figure out.
Yes, well, I'll keep working on that. But see, the aspect that most interests me is that most Christian evangelism is the kind of thing where you imagine a street corner preacher, you know, denouncing you, and or somebody showing you a little booklet explaining, you know, how you can escape from going to hell.
Yeah,
and it's not terribly attractive.
Yeah, no, you're quite right.
Whereas this approach, for a start, it brings in food as part of the deal. And I think anything that brings in food as part of the deal is, you know, hospitality, speaks of a much more positive environment.
Yeah.
And I think maybe Alpha represents a kind of recognition that there's no point trying to scare people. There's been plenty of that's done in the past. And secondly, that maybe you have to admit that it's not the easiest thing for people to come to terms with Christianity these days. And so they need something where it's spaced out, it takes time. And so that could be the kind of thing, the motivation that lies behind it. It's mighty interesting seeing how it's become a program that's expanded. Now, it seems like you can do an Alpha course on marriage if you're so inclined, or on, there's various youth versions and film versions, etc., etc. It's the other aspect is clever marketing. I think Nikki Gumbel is a superb marketer, and a real feature of that wing of Christianity, which is more evangelical, is that it's exceptionally good at marketing and technology. You know, that's a strong point. And you get the old traditionalists who want to preserve the old rituals, and they bumble around terribly when it comes to technology. And people just despair. And can't wait to see the video stop, collapse, or not be able to be started, or, you know, the sorts of thing that goes on. And this represents reasonably high tech, but not overdone, so that people don't feel like they're in a pressure sausage machine, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it is a... for anyone, it is an interesting thing to imagine if you've just been out there living the modern world, changing your mind to, you know, it is akin to what, you know, if you've all seen The Matrix, you know, it's kind of akin to kind of finding a new belief system. Is, I mean, can't be easy if that's the route you're going.
Precisely. Yeah, precisely. And being against the grain in a society, although, of course, I mean, in New Zealand, still there's a lot of Christian assumptions running around our society.
Yeah.
So it feels vaguely familiar.
Yeah, but it's vaguely familiar and vaguely radical at the same time.
Precisely. An interesting combination.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And if you're interested in the Alpha course, all you've got to do is look for, I don't know if this is still the case, but a billboard with somebody walking around carrying a giant red question mark. That's the logo, or it used to be at least.
Yep. Look out for that. And you'll see it outside a lot of churches, I think, probably. Yeah.
All righty. Well, thank you, Peter.
Great.
See you soon. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Well, I was going to play...